From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. And welcome to From House to Home right here on 97.9 The Hill. Jeremy Salemson here with David Fitch of Fitch Lumber. Let's talk about triangle housing for just a second. Obviously, you guys have been around. Certainly over the last 10 years, we've seen some significant fluctuations in the market. We all saw the downturn of 2007, 2008. Give us kind of a step back snapshot, if you will, as to how those two segments, the 07, the 08, and today's market, how they're the same, how they differ, and some of the factors that we were talking about sort of before the show, how those are influencing pricing in today's market.
Sure. In 2007 up until now, the homeowner himself is obviously a lot more educated. Banks are smarter with what they're doing with money. Everything seems to be much more open book now in terms of the relationship between a builder and a homeowner. As before, it was more or less just, here's my cost and I don't want you seeing, you know, what I'm charging you or what I'm marking it up. This seems to be much more of just an open book. I believe we are about the same starts in 2017 as we were in 2003. We just have a massive shortage of labor. I think it's like a 25% less or something. So, you know, that with the amount of cost that people get what they want, you know, contractors, they're, you know, subs, framers, they're getting the prices they want because the demand is so high for labor.
Yeah.
It's kind of a perfect storm when you add in the tariffs that are coming from China potentially now, the ones already in effect from Canada. You have a huge shortage of trucking nationwide. You have plenty of lumber and material sitting on trucks, sitting on rail cars without operators to bring them down. That and, you know, because we have one of the worst winters up north possible, you simply just can't get the logs out, especially with hardwoods. So that's driving prices through the roof, which we'll see how long this will hold on going the rate it does now.
Are you seeing the domino effect as it relates to price increases on the end product?
I would think they're going to have to pass those costs down. I know a lot of our clients do because it's so everything is open book and it's, oh, prices go up. I mean, it seems like this year alone, we've had letters from a dozen different manufacturers and mills saying we're raising the price. We can't get this or, you know, the wood's just not there. We can't get it out or we don't have labor. We don't have trucks. So I would think certainly they're going to have to pass some of that down.
Yeah. I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, the three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.